Here's your money briefing for Friday, August 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Cryptocurrency is one of the riskiest investments you can bet on. Ask anyone who's seen that slice of their portfolio tumble this year. In the face of so much risk, many people trying to build and maintain a nest egg end up hitting the sell button. But for many others, it's a reason to keep buying.
Many people are actually bullish on the sector, and it's affected their strategy in different ways. There's definitely a growing divide between investors who are looking to make money off of crypto and those who actually believe in its mission.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Pia Singh. We'll talk with her about what's behind that split and hear from one investor who's still in the crypto game after the break.
The energy landscape is changing before our eyes. With rising oil and gas prices, alternative fuel options are looking more attractive. But is your portfolio keeping up? At Global X ETFs, our approach to investing in renewables looks beyond what you might have considered. Visit globalxetfs.com to learn how you can invest in the rise of clean energy.
The steep decline in cryptocurrency values this year has led many investors to take their losses and watch from the sidelines. But others are not only staying in the game, they're adding to their crypto portfolios. In a moment, we'll hear from WSJ reporter Pia Singh about this divide over crypto strategies. But first, let's hear from someone who's held on through the crypto route. 25-year-old Chicago resident Zachary Bertucci is a real estate investment analyst who's built up a crypto portfolio over the past several years. Hey, Zachary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Zach, when did you start buying crypto, and what crypto do you own?
I started buying crypto back in September of 2021. I started with Ethereum. I bought one token, and then I ended up buying Chainlink starting in December of 2021, also buying in March. Chainlink is interesting because it helps basically bring outside information that is off the blockchain onto the blockchain. It actually runs on the Ethereum network. And I also bought Polygon in April of 2022. It is like a highway for the blockchain. And then I also bought a little bit more Chainlink back in late June of 2022.
So how has the value of crypto in your portfolio changed since then?
Oh, that's a fun one. That was a fun ride. So I bought Ethereum at 3,000 back in September of 2021. And then I ended up buying actually again and the late July at probably about 1,500 for another token. And then with Chainlink, I've constantly bought kind of throughout from December all the way up until late June. So my crypto portfolio right now is, you know, down, I'd say probably 20 to 30%, but it was down all the way in the, you know, beginning of June, all the way up to 70%. I bought Polygon back at $1.60 a token, and it went all the way down to 40 cents a token. And that was frustrating, a little scary, but, you know, I understood I'd be okay, especially if I believed in the product.
Now, has that decline caused you to change your investment strategy?
It really hasn't changed my investment strategy. You know, I'm a long-term holder because I believe in the product. And plus, being 25 years old, I have time on my side. You know, I'm not looking to retire anytime soon. But I mean, you know, if Chainlink goes to $50 or $100 a coin, you know, maybe I might just find myself on a beach. But, you know, I do have time on my side. I'm very, you know, I'm very excited. And I just kind of know if, you know, if I keep putting money away each month and I'll be able to meet my financial goals in the near future, in the 5 to 10 year horizon that I want my investments to, you know, be able to play out in.
How is your investment strategy with crypto different from other investments in your portfolio?
That's a great question. You know, I've allocated my portfolio about 90% in equities and 10% in cryptocurrency, just because, you know, I believe, especially from my teachings back at UW-Madison, you know, always invest in ETFs. You can't time the market out correctly. So being able to invest, you know, you'll be able to get an easy 8 to 9% return year over year on average. The S&P 500 will be able to return that. So, you know, with cryptocurrency, having that sort of understanding that there may be a slide like we experienced back from April to June where you lose 50 to 60% of your value, and just understanding that, you know, with the highs do come the lows. And just as long as you keep investing and you keep allocating, you know, making the specific allocations, you'll be okay in the long run.
All right. That's Chicago resident Zachary Bertucci. Zach, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Now, there are plenty of other investors like Zach who are still adding to their crypto portfolios, but even among those who haven't decided it's too risky for their tastes, there are different reasons for sticking with it. Reporter Pia Singh wrote about this for the WSJ, and she joins us now. Hey, Pia, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, you know, Pia, Zachary said his investment strategy with crypto is similar to his strategy with other assets like ETFs and stocks. And he seemed unfazed by the volatility. But how has the unsettled nature of the crypto world affected other investors you spoke with?
So this is interesting because, you know, despite the crypto downturn, many people are actually bullish on the sector, and it's affected their strategy in different ways. So I spoke to a man in Colorado. He's a two-time software founder, and he's semi-retired, essentially. So he spends all of his hours researching crypto, and he started to day trade Bitcoin. He really likes Bitcoin, and he views it as a commodity. He views it as, like he told me, it can save the world. So when Bitcoin went down, he looked at it as something that's great to buy and something that's great to stock up on. I also spoke to a woman in California, and while she looks at most cryptos, like stablecoins especially, as just hyped up assets, you know, that don't really mean that much, she views Ethereum and Bitcoin as long-term holdings. You know, she's looking to cash out at retirement almost. What's interesting about her is that when the Fed raised interest rates in late July, she bought $1,000 in Ethereum that very day because it went down. And so she viewed it as a great time to buy the currency on the cheap. She's also one of those true believers in crypto, specifically Bitcoin and Ethereum. And she's looking to cash out at retirement. And like the gentleman from Colorado who I spoke with, this woman also supports stricter regulation for the crypto market. You know, they both think that it would give the industry more legitimacy, and they think that it would raise the price of their holdings as well.
Well, let's talk more about that, because not everyone who's gotten into crypto feels the same way.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, there's definitely a growing divide between investors who are looking to make money off of crypto and those who actually believe in its mission. So the people who I spoke to, they look at blockchain technology as something that can actually transform the world. For example, smart contracts. You know, Zachary works in real estate, and he was telling me that he thinks smart contracts would be great in fields like real estate and medicine, because it can really change how records are tracked and stored. I spoke to a Stanford professor who described three kinds of crypto investors, the first being more speculative retail traders who are just in it for money. These are the kinds of people who these true believers think are leaving now that the prices went down a lot this year. The second kind are people who want to get away from traditional finance and government regulation. And third are people and businesses who are interested in digital currencies and blockchain technology. So the people I talked to, they fall into the second and third categories, people who are interested in blockchain technology and people who are a little bit skeptical of traditional finance and government regulation, and people who are just generally nerdy about what crypto can do for the world.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Pia Singh. Pia, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from the Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of the Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at the Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.